From NPR News in Washington, I'm Carl Castle. In Pakistan, a day after army commandos brought a militant siege of the army headquarters in Rawalpindi to an end, a suspected suicide bomber has struck near the Swat Valley. The death toll now stands at 36 and is expected to rise. From Islamabad, NPR's Juliet McCarthy reports.
The bomb went off in a busy square in the district of Shangla, which adjoins the Swat Valley in the northwest. The army says it has largely cleared the valley of militants, though many of the Taliban are believed to have gone to neighboring districts. Today's explosion beside a military vehicle appears to be the latest in a string of attacks that underscores the determination of the extremists. Analysts say the militants are using the assaults to divert military preparations for its planned offensive against the Taliban in its stronghold along the Afghan border. Taliban from the Punjab province are believed to have carried out the attack on army headquarters this past weekend. A spokesman for the militants said it is the beginning of a series to avenge the killing of Batula Masood, their leader, who was killed by a U.S. drone missile. Julie McCarthy, NPR News, Islamabad.
Secretary of State Hillary Clinton goes to Russia today to try to win Moscow's support for a strong stance on Iran's nuclear program. The secretary will also be looking for progress on a new arms control agreement. In meetings tomorrow with Russian President Dmitry Medvedev and Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov, the secretary plans to push for Russian support for new sanctions if Iran does not comply with demands to prove its nuclear program is peaceful. Yesterday in London, Clinton warned that the world will not wait indefinitely for proof that Iran is not trying to develop atomic weapons. Meantime, negotiators from the U.S. and Russia are working hard to reach agreement on a successor to the 1991 Strategic Arms Reduction Treaty, or START 1. Officials say the secretary wants to underscore the urgency of the talks. Thousands of gays and lesbians marched yesterday from the White House to the U.S. Capitol to push for equal rights, including marriage and the military. NPR's Laura Sullivan reports.
The marchers filled more than a dozen city blocks, chanting "Equality Now" and "Stand Up, Fight Back." They wave flags and held posters directed at Obama and Congress to end the ban on gays in the military and support same-sex marriage. Many marchers were in their 20s, which older participants said was exhilarating to see. They said they feared the activism their generation showed against AIDS in the 80s and 90s had withered in recent years. 18-year-old Dallas Weekly from Frederick, Maryland, said the backlash from same-sex marriage has mobilized young adults.
I found that my generation is ridiculously activist. We have something that we're trying to do, and we have a goal to attain.
Weekly said that goal is equal rights under the law. Laura Sullivan, NPR News, Washington.
Japanese financial markets were closed today because of a holiday. This is NPR News. Hundreds turned out in Baltimore yesterday to honor the master of horror, Edgar Allan Poe, 160 years after his death. NPR's Allison Keyes reports.
They came wearing everything from period Victorian clothing to sneakers and cutoffs, wearing their love for Poe's work on their faces. Kimberly Heidler drove in from York, Pennsylvania, wearing purple velvet to honor the man she says has inspired so many great writers.
He never got the funeral that he deserved, and so I think those of us who have become his fans want to appreciate him in an appropriately macabre fashion.
An historic hearse, drawn by horses, bearing a casket with a disturbingly realistic replica of Poe, was greeted by hundreds who then sat through a three-hour funeral. Speakers, played by actors, included horror writer H.P. Lovecraft, the mystery author Sir Arthur Conan Doyle, and even Alfred Hitchcock. Poe was buried in Baltimore after dying mysteriously in October of 1849. Allison Keyes, NPR News, Washington.
In Major League Baseball's playoffs in the National League, the Philadelphia Phillies overcame freezing conditions at Coors Field in Denver yesterday to beat Colorado 6-5 on Ryan Howard's sacrifice fly in the ninth inning. The defending World Series champions are within one game of advancing to the National League Championship Series against the Los Angeles Dodgers. The two teams will play again this afternoon in Denver. In the American League, the New York Yankees finished a three-game sweep of Minnesota with a 4-1 victory in Minneapolis. The Yankees will play the Los Angeles Angels, who defeated the Boston Red Sox 7-6. The Angels swept the Red Sox in three games. I'm Carl Castle, NPR News in Washington.